I'm Giselle, a freshman student at Cristo Rey, and I'm here with Daniela. We're here to talk about the first half of Harper Lee's classic novel, To Kill a Mockingbird. We're going to talk about characters and our favorite moments in the book.
So, to start off, I would first like to comment on some of our favorite characters, such as Scout, Finch, the narrator throughout the whole book, and one of the main characters. She appears to be a six-year-old in the first half, living with her brother, Jem Finch, and her dad, Atticus Finch, and her cook, Hal Perina. She appears to be a really smart girl, and she's already ahead on reading and writing in her class. However, she's more of a tomboy and doesn't like to be called a girl. I think this might have to do something with the lack of female roles in her life. Since her mother died at such an early age, she hasn't had a lot of female role models to look up to. It's only been her and her brother and her dad, so this could play a huge impact on her life. And many people disagree with her being a tomboy, but she sticks to who she is, and I really like that.
We will also be talking about some of the backgrounds for the characters, such as Boo Radley. Boo Radley is a character in the book that would always be in his house. The book doesn't really explain why Boo Radley never comes out of his house, but he is forced to stay inside, first by his father, and then by his brother Nathan.
Yes, Boo Radley is a very intense character throughout the book, by the point of view of the town. We don't hear a lot about him. We don't really know if anything about him is true yet, which is kind of mysterious, and I like that about the book. However, getting back to the main parts of the book, what are some of your favorite moments that you've read?
I would say the moment where Scout and Jem both go up to Boo Radley's tree and end up finding gum, which makes Jem make her spit it out because he thinks it's poison. Next, they find the following: 2 Indian head pennies, 2 soap dolls, and a broken watch with a chain and a small knife.
Yeah, they end up finding a ton of stuff, and it surprised me that they just took them without doubt, especially considering that they're from the Boo Radley's tree. Because at the beginning of the book, Jem didn't really want Scout to take anything from the tree, but then as the book continues, he begins to be more open to the Boo Radley house, and they thought it was also kind of weird because they had no idea who was putting them in there, and they just took them. And each day the objects got weirder, like the 2 soap dolls of themselves. I thought that was really creepy because that meant that whoever's putting them there knows who they are, and they know that it's Jem and Scout who are taking them directly. So I think this is very suspicious, and it opens up very weird ideas.
I think that Boo Radley would put in all these materials in the tree because he knew that the kids were curious, and so I think he was just feeding their curiosity.
I think you make a very good point. It could have been Boo Radley messing around with Jem and Scout, but I wonder why Boo Radley would want to give them all these weird things. At first, I thought he was dead because it mentioned that he had died and many people saw him, but others disagreed. But later on in the most recent chapters, we found out that, well, there was a fire in the houses and they were all burning down. Atticus saw Boo Radley put a blanket over Scout because she was cold when they were distracted with the house is burning. I'm not sure what this means, but it can very much mean that he's alive and paying close attention to those kids. Also, however, another one of the interesting moments is when Scout talks about with her uncle about him not knowing how parents work since he doesn't have any kids. At first, Scout was very mad, and I think that she had a good reason why to be mad, but her uncle didn't listen through, and she hurt her without letting her explain her side of the story, which got me kind of mad, to be honest. But as the book continued later on, they talked things through, and Scout ended up teaching her uncle how to act. I was really impressed that he listened and that all the good advice he had to give her uncle, and it was pretty right. I think another thing I really enjoy about the book are how it has really good quotes. For example, just in the title, To Kill a Mockingbird, The title really got me curious, and I was really interested to see what it was about and what it symbolized. And I'm so glad that later on the book, in chapter 10, page 119, it addresses this with the quote from Miss Maudie to Jem and Scout, saying, "Your father's right. Mockingbirds do one thing, but make music for us to enjoy. They don't eat up people's gardens, so nesting corn cribs. They don't do one thing, but sing their hearts out for us. That's why it's a sin to kill a mockingbird." So what do you think of this quote and what it symbolizes?
I think that Atticus is trying to say that the mockingbirds are representative of, like, of the people that... I think that this quote means that Atticus was trying to explain how mockingbirds don't do anything. They don't ruin your gardens, and they don't do anything except for singing their heart out, which that could explain and define the meaning of how mockingbirds are innocent, and we shouldn't do anything to them.
I agree with what you said on To Kill a Mockingbird. I think that mockingbirds, as represented here, are a symbol of innocence because they've never done anything to us but make us smile. And we should pay back that by letting them be themselves and live their lives without hurting them. And I think that it could also relate to the book in the main idea of the book relating to people's innocence, like Tom Robinson, for example, in the case. But we're not sure what he did. So many people are too quick to blame him for whatever it is that he's on trial for because of what he looks like. Even though he could have appear innocent and be just like a mockingbird. And I think that this is very true. Another point in the book that I think we should really go over is the topic of social issues in the book, because there are a lot of moments of racism. And I think that that is something that is really strong that they addressed, and I really like how they did it. So by talking about how life is like in their world, how when one person of a different color comes by, everyone goes off on him. I think that this relates to now because racism is still a big issue, and I like how they addressed it in the book, saying how they see it in the daily world and that it's an issue and it's a disease and that it should be solved. What do you think about the racism in the book?
I think that the racism in the book is... The racism in the book, I'm not sure, but... Tom Robinson is the guy who was accused of something, right?
Yes.
And Atticus was the lawyer, right?
Yes.
I think that Atticus is doing the right thing because he's standing up for a person who, like, nobody would stand up for. And someone... Atticus is just a great person in the book, in the novel, because... he's a lawyer, and he's helping out people who really need it, like Tom Robinson.
Yeah, and I think that that's a really strong point that you brought up, that he is doing something different than anyone else in Macomb would do. He's standing up for someone else, and many people are hating on him for that, but I think that is a really bold and strong move, and I'm really glad that he's doing it. And he said, he mentioned that it would be hard for his family, and as it shows in the book, it is pretty hard because Jem and Scout are going through some really hard things. But he tells them to keep their head up and keep going, and keep walking and be strong. I think that that's something really hard that I would do to resist and to keep going. Because if someone would tell me something, I know I would want to fight back. But I think what Jem and Scout are doing to standing up and being silent and speaking with actions, with peaceful actions, is pretty strong. What do you think of them not having fighting back, but remaining silent and being strong to the comments that they're throwing at them?
I think that their father is telling them that they can't fight physically, but they can, like, fight through words. They have a voice, right? And then Atticus is always there supporting them and giving them a really emotional quote, like, climb into someone's skin and walk around it. Like,
yeah, I think Atticus is a really strong role. He's a really wise man, and he always comes up with the best advice to give his kids. I think he tries really hard, and he's setting up a really good example. He's different from the rest of the parents, and I think that it's working for him because they're being raised differently, but they're being raised nicely. And ultimately, they're really nice kids who are always trying to do their best, following in their father's footsteps, as Jem is constantly doing by following what his father is putting ahead of him and following his tracks. I think that's really good in the book. And I really like to see how Jem grows and leads up to be just like his father.